Hi, my name is Cleothea Bernabe. I like to be called Cleo, but most people call me Cleo. My family calls me Cleo because my parents are from the Philippines, so they have an accent, and instead of pronouncing my name Cleo, they call me Cleo. And I don't mind either way you call me, I just prefer Cleo, but I won't get offended if you call me Cleo. My name sounds very unique, but my name actually came from a baby book. My mom liked the sound of Cleo and Thea, and she really liked the meaning, so she couldn't decide and just decided to name me both. Cleo means famous, and Thea means goddess. I was born and raised right here in San Diego, California, but I came from a Navy family, so I've lived in Guam, a small little island that's a U.S. territory, for about a year, when I was about 4 or 5 years old. I don't remember much about Guam, but what I do remember is that it was very hot, very humid, and it rained a lot. And when we were really hot, we would go to the beach and go swimming. I've also lived in Lemoore, California, when I was in the sixth grade. Lemoore is a small town surrounded by farms and crops and fields, and it's about a six-hour drive away from San Diego. I had to move over there because, at the time, my mom had a job in Alaska, and my dad was away overseas. So me and my brother had no one to take care of us during that time. So we had to pack up our bags and move to my grandma's until my parents got back. My current major is microbiology with an emphasis in clinical laboratory science. And with this emphasis, I plan to pursue a career as a medical technologist. Now, a medical technologist is a person that works at clinics or hospitals and analyze samples such as blood and urine. They conduct basic tests such as pregnancy tests and complex tests that tells if a patient has some type of cancer or disease. It took me a while to choose a major because the thought of deciding what I wanted to do for the rest of my life was really scary for me. I actually changed my major 3 times before sticking with microbiology. I went from a nursing major to a liberal studies major and of course to a microbiology major. I started out as a nursing major mainly because my parents were pushing towards that and everyone I knew was doing it, so I figured that I'd just go along with it until I figure out what I really want to do with the rest of my life. And of course, these were really bad reasons to go into a major. So after 2 years into college, I changed my major and I thought I'd give liberal studies a try because I thought it would be fun because you get summers off and you would basically get to play with kids all day and get to boss them around. But after taking a couple of classes for only a semester, I decided it wasn't for me. I missed all the science classes I was taking during my nursing major, and that made me realize that I really wanted to do something with the medical field. So I picked microbiology because it combined 2 things that I was interested in, medicine and biology. So I'm taking physics because it's a prerequisite for my major. And because it's a prerequisite class, physics is important to me because I will need the knowledge I obtain in the class for the future for my other prerequisite and upper division classes. So I most likely will need to know physics for my career. The reason why Tony reinforces the problem-solving method is that it helps you understand what the problem tells you and what you need to figure out because the method makes you think step-by-step what you need to do first. If you do the problem-solving method, you will understand the problem because the problem method requires you to explain what you are doing in each step you take to solve the problem. I think the problem-solving method is really good because it helps you understand the concept of what the problem is trying to give you, besides just giving you a formula and just plugging in variables when you don't even understand what you are really doing and why those formulas are true. College is hard work, but I like it. You meet new and interesting people, and there is always something to do on campus. Another good thing about college is that you have a wide range of classes you can choose from, so you can take classes that really interest you, such as rock climbing or surfing or dance classes. Anything that you could think of, they have it. My expectations of college is really hard work, and in the end, it will be all worth it, because you walk out of college with a degree, a job, and you'll walk away with the experience you had in college, along with your new friends. until then, I will have to stick it with lecture notes, late night studying, tests, and a lot of stress.